Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for a Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Mayor, it's Mason City Commission having another meeting, moving ahead with budget and tax rates for the year, and getting the budget finalized.
That's right. We had a public hearing on those specific issues, as we're required to first, and then in our regular meeting agenda, we handled all of those things again. Plus one other non-related issue, but I'll start with, go ahead and start with the budget and tax rate, since that's what we're talking about. We went ahead and kind of had three options by law. Is because our valuations of property have increased since last year, we could choose to leave our tax rate the same percentage it was last year, which would effectively give us a boost in revenue. We could choose to lower our percentage rate so that the amount of tax collected from the citizens remains the same as last year. Or by law, we actually can even go back and increase our percentage by amounts that we have previously failed to increase and actually recoup quite a bit more. That really never was an option considered by the commission. I don't think nobody ever entertained that idea. So it was really a decision of whether do we leave our percentage rate the same, therefore getting a little more money to the city, or do we go ahead and reduce our percentage rate so that it effectively allows citizens to pay the same as last year. And that was the choice that was made by the commission. So the percentage rate went down from a little bit over 16% to a little over 15.5%. So small adjustment down in the percentage, allowing the citizens to continue to pay the same effective amount of tax, was what was chosen last night. And then we looked at our budget. Our budget that had been proposed, John Palacio, our administrator, had proposed the budget based off of the same tax rate as last year. So that actually was an assumption of a little bit more money in our budget. And so we all agreed that that would be adjusted. But with regard to our budget, it's kind of keep on keeping on. There weren't a lot of significant changes from last year. We've had a boost from some of the federal monies we've received. We last year had lots of extra expenses due to weather and COVID-related issues. That will actually be addressed at next month's meeting when we talk about amending last year's budget, the budget that's coming up to its end right now. So those issues will be discussed in depth at next meeting. What we were discussing last night was the budget that will be beginning here very soon and carrying through most of 2022. And so without a whole lot of fanfare, we approved the budget that was presented with a few minor adjustments, the tax rate being one of them. Another little adjustment we made in the budget, I forgot to mention, we also set our rate and fee schedule for the city. And one little change that citizens need to know about is that going forward, and there will be a small adjustment period for this, but going forward, the city's fees for trash collection will cover only one trash can, and it's the city's provided trash can going forward. If you would like to purchase a second trash can from the city, you may, and the cost of the trash can is $75. And then going forward, if you choose to have a second trash can picked up by us, there will be an additional $4 fee for that additional collection. That's to cover the cost of the landfill usage, the cost of the labor, and all of those sorts of things. So that's a small adjustment to citizens in the way things have been done in the past. And then, of course, that was a small adjustment to the budget that was proposed because we instituted that fee.
Are there any major issues, any major items in the budget this year? In the past, you've had water, landfill, things like that?
Yes. Coming up, we will have our wastewater lift station that we're anticipating being able to get into coming up soon. That's an important issue. Our current lift station is ancient in terms of mechanism and technology, and we certainly don't want that to fail because that is our sewage, essentially, and so there will be some major improvements there. So that is a big chunk. But honestly, is compared to many years past, we kind of have fewer things going on in terms of large projects. Right. There's some extra money in there for some enhancement to our parks, and we'll get to that, you know, one at a time and a little at a time. There was a little bit of an enhancement to the funds that have historically been given to our law enforcement locally. And actually, to clarify on that, for many years, the sheriff would ask for 3% additional every year. And Sheriff Lancaster has not asked for that 3% additional the last few years. So we've remained at a static rate for several years now. However, he came and asked, you know, could we have this little boost this year, which was less than they would have gotten had they kept asking for the 3% all along. Plus, the county is now spending all of the money for our new ambulance that will be coming in later this fall is being paid for by the county rather than by the city paying for half. So that was kind of a really good bargain for the city to agree to a little bit of an increase for our law enforcement, because certainly they need it. I mean, they haven't had that kind of 3% cost of doing business raise over the last few years. And so that was an easy add for all of us. Okay. The only other issue that we talked about on our agenda, it was actually the first item we discussed, but was looking at a draft of a lease contract between the City of Mason and the Mason County Junior Livestock Show Association. They have historically used the stock show barn. Mm-hmm. That's been the intent all along. It is the continuing intent. But we are trying to do things a little bit more formally these days, kind of put all these handshake agreements into writing. Right now, everybody agrees that's what we need to be doing. But, you know, what if John and I both get run over by a truck? We want to make sure the next folks that come along know what the Stock Show Association is entitled to. Plus, they are wanting to seek some funds through grants to do some improvements to that building. And so they needed a lease, something in writing to help them seek that. So we approved the draft of that version last night. Still need to confirm all the minor details with the association, but the commission gave John the authority to negotiate those final details and gave me the authority to sign the lease when it gets ready. So, but beyond that, despite the fact that it was an important meeting, it was relatively quick and easy. We kind of had all of our homework done in advance and got through it pretty quickly.
Very good.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.